And now back to Boston Blackie. Joan Thompson, cigarette girl in the Boulevard Club and friend of Mary Wesley, has confessed to the murder of Henry Brightson. But Blackie and Mary, convinced she is merely covering up for the real killer, try to help her, but learn only that Brightson came to the club with a Dr. Harris, left with Joan Thompson, was later found dead. Blackie's last hope of proving Joan's innocence died later, when in jail, Joan insisted she did kill Brightson. As we return to our story, Blackie's driving Mary to his apartment to pick up the murder gun.
Blackie, what are you thinking?
A whole catalog of things, Mary.
What's on page one?
I've never been faced with anything like this before. I know I'm licked. If Joan killed Brightson, she killed him, and that's that.
Page two?
I still want to do something for her, but I don't know what.
Well, first you're going to do something for yourself. You're going to get that gun out of your apartment.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do now, and send it to Faraday.
Then what?
Then I don't know what. Well, here's my street.
Blackie, is that a police car in front of your apartment house?
It's worse than that. It's Faraday's private cruiser.
Oh.
We're getting out of here.
Hey, keep all four wheels on the ground, please.
Phew. Sorry, Mary, but that was Faraday himself on the sidewalk,
sure.
And I know what he's after.
You, of course.
First Joan Thompson's gun in my apartment. His men are probably looking for it right now.
Will they find it?
I don't think so. But this means we have to find something ourselves.
What?
Well, remember that waiter at the Boulevard Club said Brightson arrived with a Dr. James Harris?
Yes.
Dr. Harris is a well-known drug specialist. He could tell me something important.
What?
Well, the real reason he left the club before Brightson did. That's one thing he could tell me.
And what's another thing?
Whether or not Joan Thompson can be under the influence of a drug that makes her believe she committed murder.
And if he gives you that information, what'll you have?
A prescription for murder to be filled at the nearest police station.
Yes, Blackie, I know Harry Brightson is dead. And a visit from Inspector Faraday with the police just a little while ago.
Well, Faraday's really making an effort to earn his pay these days. But I'm sure there are a couple of questions he didn't ask you, Dr. Harris.
Yes?
You came to the club with Brightson last night. Why didn't you leave with him?
Why, I had an emergency call.
I can check on that, you know.
Well, all right then. Brightson and I went to the Boulevard Club for a little private game with the owner, Jim Edwards. I dropped out.
Because you ran out of money?
No. I left because that game wasn't on the level. And I knew it.
Who was crooked?
Brightson. I told him so and left.
Then what did you do?
I came straight home.
Got a gun, went back to the Boulevard Club, waited for Brightson to come out, followed him, then killed him.
Now look here, I didn't kill Brightson, I tell you.
Yes, I know that's what you tell me.
You can't drag me into this. You can't.
All I want to do is drag the truth out of you.
But I've told you the whole truth.
All right. Let's forget the possibility that you might have killed Brightson for the moment. Aren't you a specialist in drugs?
So what?
Is there a drug that would make Joan Thompson, the cigarette girl, believe she killed Brightson?
No. Drugs don't make people think they've done something they haven't done. Under the influence of drugs, people do forget, though.
In other words, drugs don't enter into this at all.
Being drugged would not make her confess to something she didn't do. I'll stake my reputation on that.
Those are pretty high stakes, Dr. Harris. Let's just hope that before this is over, you don't have to pull them up. Mary, this is Blackie. I've just seen Dr. Harris and drugs are out.
Oh, dear.
But something else is in, and if my hunch is right, I'm in, too.
What do you mean?
Question. Why did Brightson leave the club in Joan's car when his own was parked in a lot outside the club?
Answer?
His car broke down.
Oh, Blackie, Joan told us that.
Yes, but we're going to have a look at that car of his, because if it didn't break down, it's going to break up this case. Here's Brightson's car in the parking lot, apparently right where he left it.
How will you know whether or not there's something wrong with it? You're no mechanic.
Well, I can try to be one, can't I? Guess we'll have a look under the hood. That's where mechanics always start.
Why aren't you observant? Hmm. What do you see in there?
Come over. You can look at it, too. It's an engine.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm. 8 cylinders.
That bad?
You're a big help.
Well, you're the one that's pretending to be a mechanic.
Uh-oh.
See something?
See those marks on the top of the engine block?
Yeah, those little lines in grease.
Those were made when the contact wires and spark plugs were removed.
Well, yes, but couldn't they have just slipped off?
All of them at once? No, Pat. Somebody was kidding around with this engine, only he wasn't kidding.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, miss.
Good evening.
Oh, you're the same waiter we had here last night. How nice.
I'm glad you liked the Boulevard Club enough to come back the second night.
Oh, yes, we enjoyed it last night.
Especially the floor show.
Oh, I hope you have not come to see the mentalist.
As a matter of fact, we have. We hoped we might be able to volunteer as subjects.
I'm awfully sorry, sir. He is not here any longer.
Oh, we missed him.
But we have a new act that is excellent. I'm sure you will like it.
Yes, I'm sure we will.
Now, what would you like for dinner this evening?
We haven't decided yet. Could you give us a few more minutes?
Of course. All the time you want, sir. All the time you want.
Well, Blackie, there goes your theory.
And here I go to the telephone.
What for?
To call Faraday.
Oh, Blackie, a little setback isn't going to make you give up, is it?
No, Mary. A little information is going to make me give out.
Inspector Faraday speaking.
Inspector, this is Blackie.
Where are you, Blackie? I've been looking all over town for you.
Well, thanks for the flattery, Inspector, but I don't need it right now.
I don't need you at any time, Blackie, but I'm coming to get you.
Don't bother with me, Faraday. You have another body on your hands, if you can find it.
I've already found it. And guess who it is?
The hypnotist at the Boulevard Club.
Oh, so you killed him, too?
I didn't kill him, either.
Yeah? And how did you know he was dead?
I have a sixth sense.
And so does a horse.
Then if you had any horse sense, you'd know who killed Wilner and why.
Okay, Seabiscuit. Who did kill the mentalist?
Okay, also ran. The same guy who killed Brightson.
What kind of an answer is that?
The right one.
Blackie, you know what I'm going
to
do?
Sure, exactly what I tell you to do. First, get a doctor for Joan Thompson. She's been drugged and hypnotized. Get her out of it, and she'll stop insisting she killed Brightson.
Yeah? What are you going to do?
What I always do, Faraday. Get you your killer.
You want to do business with me, Blackie?
That's right, Edwards.
I have offers from people every day who want to buy into this club of mine. I don't accept them.
Oh, I'm not interested in your club, Edwards. But I am interested in your activities.
Meaning what?
I think you killed Henry Brightson.
I'm not interested in what you think.
I also think you killed Wilner, the hypnotist.
I'm still not interested.
I also think your gun killed them both.
Oh, you do?
Don't reach for your gun, Edwards. I need only one, and mine's quite handy.
You're very fast on the draw.
You're very slow on the take. I'm accusing you of 2 murders, and you don't seem the least bit concerned. By the way, hand over that gun, will you?
I have a permit for this pistol.
But the permit doesn't say that you can kill with it. Hand it over. I want to look at it.
All right, here.
Now you can sit down and make yourself comfortable. Because what I'm going to say to you will make you uncomfortable.
That gun of mine did not kill Brightson. It did not kill Wilner. Hasn't been fired in months.
I can tell that by looking at it.
Are you satisfied?
Yeah. Yeah. You can have it now.
Now, will you be so kind as to put your gun away?
Of course. There. That better?
Yes, much.
Now, Edwards, I'm not going to ask you if you killed Brightson and Wilner. I'm going to tell you you did and why.
Can you?
Just listen. Brightson caught you cheating at cards and threatened to go to the police. You couldn't afford that. You fixed his car so it wouldn't run and sent him home in Joan Thompson's car.
Then Joan Thompson was the last to see him alive, so she must have killed him.
Joan Thompson was drugged when she had her usual cup of coffee before leaving the club. And you went along with her until the drug took effect, then stopped the car, shot Brightson.
Joan Thompson admits she killed Brightson.
Of course. Under hypnosis, she would admit anything. After killing Brightson, you brought Joan back here, had Wilner hypnotize her and impress on her, subconscious, that she had killed Brightson.
You, can prove that?
You helped prove it yourself by killing Wilner so he could never blackmail you. The final proof will come when a doctor tells the police that Joan Thompson has been both drugged and hypnotized ever since she was found in the room.
Don't move, Blackie.
I wouldn't give orders if I were you, Edward.
Then I'll let my gun speak for me.
Speaks sort of softly, doesn't it?
Stay back, Blackie. My gun's just missing when
I'll it's... say it's missing, Edwards. It's missing its bullets.
What?
I took them out when I pretended to look at your gun.
Why, you dirty...
Oh, no, Edwards. Please, don't call me names. It isn't fair. Because from now on, all anybody will be able to call you is a number. Everything checked, Mary. The police found out that our friend Joan had been drugged.
And Joan was made to believe she killed Bryson because he was hypnotized. I still can't believe it.
Look into my eyes.
What?
You are going to sleep.
Oh.
Look into my eyes.
Yes?
Now put your arms around me.
Yes.
Now lift your face up to mine.
Like this?
And now.
Now.
This.
Do you think I'm hypnotized?
Well, maybe you aren't. But I am. Let's do that again.